Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. Tomorrow is the first day of school at Round Hill. Our youngest son, Caleb, starts kindergarten. It will be the first time we haven't had a preschooler on the ranch for nearly 20 years, with the exception of 1 month back in 1997 when we were between broods. Our family is pretty well spread out in their educational endeavors, with our oldest in college, two in high school, one in middle school, and two at our country school, Round Hill. I don't think we'll have too much time to worry about the empty nest. I am thankful that all of our kids are getting the chance to start their formal education at a one-room country school. That puts them in a pretty unique group, and we know it will be even less common as we go along. I hope that the homegrown listeners across the state have put their signature on the school petitions to rescind LB 126. Thanks to you folks that have, and to all of you volunteers that work so hard to get the petition in front of the people. If you haven't signed yet, please do. They have to be turned in by September 1st. Since we're on the subject of schools this morning, I thought I'd share one that I wrote a few years back. I call this one Schoolboy's Lament. Friend, cows are my living. I run my place like a ranch. I do my work a horseback every time I get the chance. My pedigree's authentic, both sides go way back. But there's something in my past that throws it all off track. Makes me feel like I'm just bluffing, some cowboy wannabe fool. My roots do not go deep enough. I never rode my horse to school. The reasons may be many, but the one that makes me frown, the Round Hill Board of Education tore the horse barn down. I'm sure that they felt justified in tearing down Horse Hall. I have the slightest recollection from when I was pretty small. And I know that things got overblown and all was innocent. But the wheels were turning that brought about this schoolboy's lament. A farmer's daughter and rancher's son behind the barn one day were hugging and a-kissing when they should have been at play. That rancher's boy was sure in trouble. After that he was afoot, 'cause kissing farmer's daughters made him evil to the root. The school board was stacked with farmers, and those farmers stacked the boards. They really have their hackles up, ready to beat plowshares into swords. The barn was gone by Monday. The plowboys had their way. At least part of the reason I'm the way I am today. Now I have a son. With horses his ways are keen. He sits 'em square and splits the air like few I've ever seen. And he has brought it up a few times. Dad, it would sure be cool. Do you suppose there is a way I could ride my horse to school? Because you sit on the board now, Dad, maybe we could put up a shed somewhere to tie the horses to keep 'em dry and fed. And Sis and I could ride to school. That would be so great, Pa. The way it is right now, we'd just as well live in Omaha. That boy sure has a point. We just might have to see. But suddenly a troubling thought occurs to me. You see, I also have a daughter, sweet as honey from the hive, and those farmer boys just swarm around so glad that she's alive. Those wild little farmer boys. They watch too much TV. Kids today try to grow up so fast, the way it looks to me. Those little brats cannot be trusted. Best keep them in plain sight. How can they be at 8 years old such a social blight? Back off, you little varmints. Give my girl some room, or I will swat you across the backside with the broadside of a broom. I am sorry, son. It just won't work out. Though it may crimp your destiny, there will be no barn at Round Hill School. Hitch your horse to the tree. Thanks for tying up to the homegrown hitching post this morning. It's always great to have you stop by. If you get a chance, visit the homegrown webpage at www.rpsmith.us. I hope you have a great week. Please join me again next time for Homegrown.